Channel 2 over. Channel 2 over. This is Channel 2 over. This is Channel 2 over. Tuesday the 8th of July, 69. Tuesday the 8th of July, 69.
Back down to Northern Motors.
You had to go down there?
Yeah.
You spend the morning with Judy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you manage it down there? You've got, how do they manage it down there, Renee?
Well, it looks like Cookie does everybody else's besides his own. Looks to me like they got all the other boys call you around to do theirs, too.
That's right.
Well, I don't see how you'd have time for what you're supposed to do.
I don't.
How can you tell when the piston's cranked?
By the sound of the engine when you short the plug out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't sound like it make an all odd sounds, but this is definitely a busted piston.
But can't the other boys tell it?
Not that works on my department, no.
Who all works? That Ronnie and who else?
Ronnie and Lee and Joe and George.
Is that all in that one area?
No. They're all under me. And whatever they do wrong, they come to me. The big man does. So I got to answer for all of their mistakes.
Well, it sounded to me like some of those guys didn't know how half what they were doing.
They don't.
Well, how come they get to work there if they don't have anything to say? Can't hardly do it.
They have friends work over the big shop. And Joe, a white boy, he and Bruce Brasington, which is Jay's son, are roommates. So that throws him right in the job at $1.90 an hour. That's awful. So you can see why I almost pull my hair out sometimes.
Yeah.
This morning was just it was mild this morning. I mean, everything went along smooth this morning compared to what it will along about Thursday or Friday. Later on in the week it gets, why the rougher it gets.
So you're trying to clear it out for the weekend?
That's right. I try to clear everything out for the weekend. And they try to get everything done for the weekend, see? They just can't do it. Don't add up.
Well, they holler for help, Cookie, when they need it?
Oh, yes, sir. Don't they?
Yeah.
Nick.
Yeah.
Nick saw that this morning.
Every 5 minutes. That one guy was calling you every 5 minutes. On that Cadillac.
And he couldn't handle it?
No, he can't handle it. But still, they pay him $1.90 an hour.
Is that the minimum wage?
That's what. No, minimum wage is $1.60. And they pay me $2.35. And that's too much candy for a nickel. Isn't that right, Nick?
Yeah.
And you've got to answer for everybody's mistakes, including your own.
Yeah.
Cookie, what kind of politics is your daddy in? Was he in?
He was a Democrat.
Local?
Right, local.
County politics?
County government.
Well, now, how would that work? Who do you work to on that?
County commissioners?
Yeah. Would they just tell him?
That's right.
What it would take to get a road out?
What it took, see?
And they laid the money down.
Yes, sir.
$1,000 a piece.
That's right.
Well, what kind of road was that?
A hardtop road. It wasn't a rock base, it was a hardtop. My gosh, I don't eat that much ice cream.
Don't you eat ice cream? You don't eat ice cream?
That'd be good for you, sir. You don't know the difference.
Okay.
Get it down there.
Well, now if he doesn't like this part, don't make him eat it. Honey, you don't have to eat it. Good.
But I can see why he did it. Now, it's increased the value of his property about $5,000.
Well, what sort of road did he have out there?
It was a wagon type road that you couldn't get in the winter time to save your neck and an automobile.
Oh, really?
That's right. And now you can go anytime.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought they just automatically put roads in.
Back then, no. They
do
now.
Back in the Korean War.
That was back in 50 and 51.
Yeah. That makes a difference.
About 18 years ago.
How many more men were interested? Was there many other houses on that road? Many other patrons?
There were three.
Just three, so that's three. Mm-hmm.
They got the money. But the rest of them, see, the other two worked for the oil companies. And they made good money. They had the money. Daddy did too, but it was money that I had sent back. And beat it all. See, when I come back from Korea, me and Helen had been engaged. We were engaged, planning to get married the day that they called me back. So they called me back 5 days early. That was when MacArthur got fired. Okay, they called us all back, my whole company. They called us into Fort Knox, Kentucky, gave us our shots, and shipped us straight to Fort Lewis, Washington the next day, and put us on a boat and sent us to Korea. All right, then when Eisenhower was elected, and he took office in January, and I was home. I got home on 26th of February. That's right. Well, and me and Helen was married the 4th of April. Mm-hmm. But when I came back, I thought I might have a little bit of money. I got rolled while I was in Camp Stillman, California for everything I had. My pillow was split. I had my billfold and my pillow, and the pillow was split. Took all my money.
Do I cook it?
And I got home and didn't have no money.
You really?
Just ride up down that road.
Yeah, no automobile. But Helen bought a license. Paid the preacher.
Helen.
She sure did. He bought the license and paid the preacher. That's all right.
Your daddy got the road.
But someday it'll pay off. Someday. Because I'm the only one that knows how things is fixed.
You know, if a fella knew ahead of time, he could put out fertilizer. Be sure it's
going to
be washed in.
Yeah. They're
all for them. Yeah, all for them.
That's right. All for them.
All for day.
Like Daddy does. He puts it out and he gets it washed off.
I don't know whether we could sell all that hay we made for paper fertilizer. Not all prime hay. Now the next crop might be a bumper crop.
That's right.
You see, now we had that weekend of the 4th. It was hot. That sun just bore down on us.
Mm-hmm.
And Monday, you see, it turned. We had broken clouds Monday morning, and then it's been solid overcast ever since.
That's right. We've had maybe one day since you paid. About one day.
Yeah, this is more liberal. You know, last summer the whole thing was just mild, and even August was mild. But you can't expect that. That morning you can just expect that for August to be a little more. You know, I tell you what we could do, Cookie. We could turn this front seal over here over to Freddie. Let him put in hay up there. I can take this back strip back there. That's about all I need for those cows. If you take the side over there, you can make the hay and sell it to the rest of us. Sell it to me.
Well, I can make it.
Just divide up into three parts. You know, there's enough land here for three parts. Of course, Freddie can't make a living on just one factory. But he's got a lot more besides that.
Yeah. Well, there's enough room over here. Oodles room over here from my horses. But I'm going to sell two.
You got any prospects?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, it is? Yeah.
I sure have. I may have traded one for three hogs today.
What's that?
I may have traded this little black one down here for three hogs today.
You say you almost did?
I paid the man the offer. He He said he stood there back and let me know tomorrow.
Oh, you offered the trader.
Mm-hmm.
Out in your country?
Oh, Windsor. Alvin Pond, you know him.
Mm-hmm.
The three hollies.
Is that
the little black horse there? One
there,
what you call
him? His boy always had one of her. Alvin's boy has always wanted that little man. He said he talked to the boy tonight. He said the hogs halfway belong to him. He said he'd let me know tomorrow.
Three hogs.
They weigh about anywhere 120 to 140 pounds apiece.
They're not very big ones, then.
No. They bring top money on the market.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times you can trade for produce when you can't trade for money. Is that it? Well, now, why is that, Cookie?
Well, in the first place, people raise their produce. They actually don't have no cash in their produce or their livestock. Well, they will trade for that. They'll trade that rather than put out the money.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little trouble to them to take it into the market.
That's right.
Now, when you trade with them like that, you have to do the hauling.
That's right. Do all the hauling.
Well, hogs are high on the market, aren't they? No,
yeah.
Aren't they pretty much?
About 28 cents.
28 cents.
I figure I'd get 400 pounds of hog weight, 4 times 28.
You figure that'd be pretty good price for
blackies? That's more than you could get just cash money.
I couldn't get $85 cash money. Sell her out, straight out. But I can trade out and get $140.
And it's more fun that way.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I love it.
And what's the other one now you're gonna sell?
No more. I want to sell old Nelly. No, I don't want to sell it. No. Mm.
You sell Nelly?
I want to, but Laura will let me.
And the cart go with her?
No,
this is Nancy down here.
Oh, excuse me.
Nelly's the old gray mare I got at home.
Yeah.
That little pony and the cart. Much pride and joy.
Mm-hmm. You don't get to drive them much, though, do you? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. She's got to have her baby.
Oh, is she?
Oh, I didn't know that.
About 2 more months.
2 more months?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know she was.
You know, this is nice. It could just rain like this all night.
That's right.
It'd just soak in every bit of it.
Yeah.
Make that grass grow.
Cookie, if you wanted to go home and put her in a fuel pump or something, you see, you can do that under the shed. But when you start all this out here, it's all outdoors, and you depend on the weather. And when you got a little time, that's when the weather starts.
Yeah. Well, I don't like the well when it's stormy like this. Electric well.
No.
You don't like it?
Oh, no, I've been knocked slap across the shop too many times.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. See, that electric arc draws an arc, see? I don't like it. I just, when it starts lightning, I just cut the welder off.
Yeah. That's just fine. You know, the beauty of this sort of weather is you don't have to. You got an excuse, you see. You sit in the shed and not worry yourself about anything.
I don't
care
what he's
ready. Yeah, he won't put on a dry shirt.
No, boy, I'll tell you. That shop over there is just about to get the best of me. We went out and eat that sandwich that noon. You know, it didn't do me a bit of good.
Yeah. Too hot?
No. my stomach was just all upset. And this one.
Cool, you talk like a country boy.
I am. You can get me out of the country, but you can't get the country out of me.
Yeah. Now, you don't have any trouble with your digestion out in the country.
No, but in the up there, as all everybody hounding at you, and you do this and that. And, hey, when you going to get that car done? Oh, my goodness.
And that's all day, every day.
Every day. Bud Miller walked up to me this evening and he said, Cookie, you going to have that 66 Tempest ready for me tomorrow noon? I said, no. Why? I've got a soul. I said, that's tough. I've got a half hour job, and that's a 9-hour job. And he wanted me to have a balloon tomorrow.
Even down there in the shop, it's a 9-hour job?
They get paid for 9 hours.
On a valve job?
On a 326 Tempest with air conditioning and all that good stuff on it.
Yeah.
You got to take it all off to get them heads off.
I didn't think you had had trouble with valves anymore with all this lubrication and stuff to take the carbon off.
Well, this car only had 91,000 miles on it.
Come again?
Well, it only had 91,000 miles on it.
66?
66.
That's not enough, is it?
If they're put on there with regular gas, it's enough.
Cookie, okay. I had an old Chevrolet. The speedometer broke at 99, and I drove it on, and it never did have any trouble. I never did take the head off.
Was it a V8?
Yeah.
Was it high compression?
Yeah.
Burn regular gas all the time?
I don't think that ever had anything else, as I remember. I'm not sure. I forget.
Well, see, this Pontiac got a 4-barrel carburetor. It's designed for premium fuel. And they had burnt regular gas. Cheap gas. That's it. Well, they burnt spur. They had spur credit card.
Oh.
And it's different.
There is. Yeah. Why do you know?
And I think the car done real well for the last 91,000 miles on Spur gas.
I
did.
Well, couldn't they have put in a little mixture every now and then and kept it clear?
They could have.
Well, who's supposed to do that?
The owner.
Don't the servicemen ever do anything like that?
No. Definitely not. They fill it up with gas, get your money, thank you, sir, we'll see you next trip. Am I right or wrong, Nick?
Yeah.
Do you use gas in all your cars? Regular gas?
No, sir.
What do you use in your Hubmobile out here?
nothing but premium fuel.
Is that right?
Right. Quaker State Motor Oil.
You sell it out.
Quaker State.
I get better gas mileage. A tank of premium gasoline will take me farther than a tank of regular will.
Yeah. And your motor works better.
Motor runs better, cooler, it's just better.
And use Quaker State
Motor Oil. Right. Nothing but Quaker State.
Yeah,
my husband stole Quaker State for a while, a little bit on. I got 120,900 and some few odd miles on that car. And I'll just about run with anybody on it. That many miles.
Mm-hmm.
Have you taken the head off?
No, sir. And the people I got it from said that the head had never been off of it, and they bought it new.
You know, the man I bought that Chevy from told me that if I wouldn't try to get by without washing my teeth for 100,000 miles. It might last that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I ought to go in and take the head off and clean up the valves ever so often. Now he's, I don't have many associations, you know, amongst those people. But he's the only man who ever told me that.
Well, you know what I tell him? Use the right kind of fuel and take the proper care of an engine and it'll keep itself clean.
Keep it down clean.
Right. It sure will.
Well, you know what we ought to do? We ought to just swap up with you every now and then. You got your car clean. We'll drive that a while. I'll let you clean up the other.
Well, I can sure clean it out.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Because it's foolish now to let your car get all gummed up, isn't it?
Absolutely. Suppose a set of lifters cost you $90.
Yeah.
Valve lifters, hydraulic valve lifters cost you $90.
And they'll never be the same again.
No, sir. If you keep the, if you keep them clean, take my old Dodge, for instance. You can hear a valve lifter clatter in that thing at no time. As long as you use good gasoline and clean oil in it. I change oil every 2,000 miles, whether it needs it or not. Filter too.
Yeah.
And I don't change oil without changing the filter. Because that's just like taking a bath and socks on.
Really?
Yeah. I'd rather change the filter and not change the oil.
Oh.
That's right. I'd rather change the oil and not the filter. Because what dirt your filter has accumulated and you put new oil in there is still going to pollute the new oil.
Mm-hmm.
If you put a new filter on with your old oil, while your new filter is going to collect some of the debris out of your old oil. If I had the money to change one of them, I'd change the filter. If I just had enough money to change one, either the oil or the filter, I'd say, fella, put me on a new filter.
That sounds like a tree going down. Well, I've seen oil drain that still look pretty good.
Right.
In that case, you just put in a filter and keep that old, that good oil, that old oil.
Hmm.
I know a fellow up there in Hawthorne, Mr. Todd, Mrs. Todd's husband. He bought a new Chevrolet pickup in 1956. He changed oil at one time. One time. But every 1,000 miles, he changed the filter.
Mm-hmm.
and put in a new quart, put in one quart of oil. That's right. And I pulled pan, put in a rear main bearing seal in that thing, and you could take that spoon right there and hold all of the corrosion and crud that was in that oil pan.
What did you just add to the oil?
Right. He changed his filter and added one quart.
Is he a mechanic?
No, sir.
Well, where did he get onto that system?
His son, his brother-in-law drives the Mercury Transportation Company, owns his own tractor. He's got a big Dodge diesel tractor. And it takes, I believe it's 7 gallons of oil to change.
Oh.
And a filter, one of the filters costs around $16 alone. The oil filters.
Mm.
Okay. He changes his filter every 5,000 miles and changes his oil every 50,000 miles.
His son?
His brother-in-law.
His brother-in-law.
And he'll run up and down the road with any of them. And now that's where he got it at.
Yeah. Now what was that? I thought you said a tractor.
A big tractor.
Oh,
semi.
A truck, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, now you can't play with them. You got to treat them right.
That's right.
How long has it been, Cookie, since you were on the road?
Driving tractor? In 54. I made 5 trips up north in, 61 for a friend of mine down when I was down south.
Yeah.
I hauled 5 loads of watermelons up to Pennsylvania for him.
Yeah.
That's all the hauling I've done since 54.
Now, did you know as much about mechanics then as you know now?
No. No, sir.
But you still watched after your tractor.
That's right. I took care of my own tractor. Greasy, changed oil in it, changed injectors, and all.
Oh, really?
That's it.
Tune it.
That's right.
I don't know. In this day and age, I think a man oughtn't to be so ignorant that he couldn't sort of, after he had his, you know, work on his own car, he ought to be able to tune it.
Troubleshoot in case of emergency out on the highway.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's just negligent. The fella don't put his mind to it. Now, you don't have to, you don't have to be a first-class mechanic to do that.
No.
You just put your mind to it.
That's
you,
right.
You learn something, wouldn't you?
That's right. And follow just a few simple steps and a procedure that they go through. I mean,
yeah.
That's all that's necessary.
Yeah.
Most anybody knows that the plug gap on the plugs are either 32 or 35 thousandths. I don't know if any of them set to 30 thousandths.
Yeah.
Either 32 or 35. And on all V8 automobiles, the point's set at from 14 to 17 thousandths, or 28 to 35 degrees dwell. On 6-cylinders, mm-hmm. Some of them sets, well now on the Ford product, the 6-cylinder point sets at 25 thousandths. And the dwell is, I believe, 44 degrees on a 6-cylinder.
You should write that down.
Sure.
Check it. Don't even have to remember.
That's right.
No, you know, as complicated and as costly as equipment is, now, you know, when people used to have buggies, they'd take more care of them than they do the automobiles.
Absolutely.
Well, now that's partly because automobiles are getting complicated. But
Well, they'd grease them.
Sure.
Always greasing their wheels, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Make them roll free to take care of their horse.
Yeah.
All right. Grease, keep your automobile greased and your tires up in good shape and take care of your motor.
Yeah. That's right.
Take care of your horse, because your horse is under that hood.
That's right. Well, now, why don't we do that, Cookie? Just got too many irons in the fire.
Right. Right. Just like me. I work for the other man all the time. Let my own work, my own stuff run down.
What do you let run down?
My equipment at home. I just work it to death and don't never take time to build repair it or anything like that. Overhaul. I just run it and run it and run it and run it.
What equipment are you talking about?
Like my welders. I laid my cutting torch up the other night, and last night I went to get it, and by golly, the dirt dogs have built a nest in the mixing valve.
Well, they'll do that.
Now, that's just pure negligence on my part. Why didn't I take a rubber cup and put over the end of that mixing valve?
Yeah.
Too big a hurry. It would have took me 2 minutes. Well, last night it took me 30 minutes to get that dirt dogger's nest out of that mixing valve.
Well, you know, Cookie, I don't know how it is in your machine shop, in your mechanic shop, but anything I get into out here, just laying the stuff out, rigging it up to start on a little job, and then after finish it, putting it all away and picking up and all like that, that's always takes time.
Sure, absolutely. It doesn't take a bit. The particular job itself don't take very long. It's getting ready to do the job,
yeah,
and then getting cleaned up after you do the job.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you want to fool with that thing out there? In the rain?
Oh, it don't make any difference to me.
A little tedious.
You could pull it under that center. There you go. Be out of it. Rain.
How much is it due on?
That ain't much to do on.
20 minutes?
If everything goes good, yeah.
And that'll get it on?
Mm-hmm.
We can't try it. We can't demonstrate it. Yes, we can. We can lay it out there and demonstrate it. But it's raining out there, too.
Yeah, it's raining now, yeah. Maybe it won't be raining tomorrow night. Too wet to cut any hay tomorrow anyway.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes.
But it'll sure be a growing.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, that had 2 inches on it. 2.5 inches since we cut it.
Yeah.
Now, this is another inch.
At least.
It's going to be an inch at least, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What I'd love to do is just to turn that over to, you and Frank and Nick and I, and just let you all don't trouble, I'm out here all the time, and I can sort of,
going out to his tax bill. Well, we can go out there and see what's going on for them.
Now that's the end of this little tape, this marvelous little tape sitting right here after they worked out at the shed and Cookie got everything ready on that new mower that he got from Townsend, except the shaft. The shaft was so long it wouldn't fit. So he got it. That was on Tuesday. It was on Tuesday, the 8th of July, 69. Tuesday, the 8th of July, 69. This is Channel 2 over around 490 or 500. And this is the first working session on attaching that new mower. This is the first session to work on the new mower, attach it. And it's late, right, well after supper. This day it rained an inch and third. And this is Channel 2 over around 500. Tuesday the 8th of July, 69. Now this begins the second working session. On Thursday, the 10th of July, 69, Cookie pulled up while we were eating supper. It was hot, and we didn't go out. I didn't go out anyhow. I'd had that flare up on my back, but I sent Nick and Hunk out to visit with Cookie and be sure invited, you know, be sure he came on in to report. So this is the second working session on attaching the new mower. On Thursday, the 10th of July, 69. Oh, it's leisurely and last till 10 o'clock.
Thank
you. Yeah, do you have milk?
Yes, ma'am, and no sugar.
Milk and no sugar. I can't keep up with all
milk and no sugar.
And,
might as well have all of it. No charge, no difference in it.
No, I don't like sugar.
No difference in the cost. I used to like it black, just black as you get it.
I got burnt out on it in the Army.
Give me my tin thing, Don. Black?
Yeah, we couldn't get no decent cream in the Army, you know. It's all powdered milk, you know. And it made your coffee taste awful. So I got to where I didn't even put nothing in it. But I just drink it black.
Tell me when.
When?
Powdered? I never used powdered milk. I don't believe you.
And I drank it black.
Oh, that black stuff, that gets so... Yeah, so we just live on it, huh?
You know, lots of people drink. I drink hot tea for breakfast, an awful lot. Providing it's sweet, it's got to be sweet. I just can't drink it. Hot tea. Now, iced tea, I drink it without any sugar.
Yeah.
But hot tea of the morning, when I first get up, I've got to have sugar in it.
Oh, that's curious, isn't it?
And just, I don't know, iced tea and hot tea, it's just different to me.
It's like two different... different drinks.
I like my hot tea strong and my iced tea weak.
Hot tea more like coffee. You know that old English, British way of drinking tea. I always heard of the British, you know, being the connoisseurs and just liking tea. But hell, they don't like tea. They drink syrup. They got little tea there. They put They pour tea in with one hand and milk in with the other, and then just load it down with sugar.
That's right.
Load it down. You can't even taste tea.
I don't want no milk in my tea. No.
You don't want syrup either.
No.
I don't know how they got the reputation of being tea drinkers. They just syrup drinkers.
We use a lot of this artificial sweetener, like sucral or saccharin or something like that.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, for our tea.
Yeah.
It sweetens it quicker, you know what I mean? You don't have to stir it up because it stirs itself up.
Yeah.
And you take sugar, you put sugar in hot tea.
Yeah.
And it goes to the bottom.
Yeah.
Coffee too.
Right. You got to keep stirring it.
Yeah. When you wash the cup, you
scrape sugar out the bottom.
Scrape sugar out the bottom. That's right.
Do you use that in your coffee too?
No, I drink my coffee. I just with milk. That's all.
Well, I'll tell you the truth. I could just live on coffee if I could live on it. That's good enough for me.
Well, I drink a quart thermos bottle a day.
Quart?
A quart thermos bottle a day.
Black with cream in it. Yeah.
I got up this morning. I ate a piece of toast and got 2 cups of coffee. Went to work. I run all over town during my lunch hour. I didn't have time to eat. Went down to Hughes Supply. Then I had to go from Hughes Supply up to White Electric. White Electric. Went out to Home Builders and still never found nothing, nary part that I wanted, nary piece I wanted.
Right in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Pavement's hot.
That's right. And I got back in 1:05. I left 11:53 and got back in 1:05.
You worked harder than you did on the job.
That's right. I just went right straight to work. Then they had a call. They wanted me to finish up tonight so they could deliver. So I had to work late. I got that finished up, and come on home, or come on down here. Well, after they told me they wanted me finished up, well, I went across the street and got me a hamburger and a chocolate milkshake.
So that piece of toast and 2 cups of coffee held you a long time.
That's right.
I keep them getting cross, snappy. That's the way I do. If I don't eat, I can go ahead without eating, but it makes me a little snappy.
I don't know. I guess that coffee's what does it. See, I keep that coffee sitting right there on my workbench, and I drink it. You probably saw my thermos bottle sitting over by my...
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I keep it right there. But now that's just about the extent of my eating is coffee all during the day.
Mm-hmm. Have you tried the Gatorade?
Yeah, but I don't like it.
Well, you're not supposed to like it. It's just supposed to pick you up. You can get it in any flavor you want.
Yeah, no. I don't care too much for it. I tell you what, I do drink once in a while, quite often, is orange juice.
Yeah.
Or it's V8 vegetable juice.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That one by 7-Eleven, where they keep it ice cold, you know, keep it in the refrigerator, mm-hmm. keep it cold.
Yeah.
I stopped and paid 19 cents for a can of that, and man, I'm on my way for the rest of the day.
Yeah?
Sure enough.
Well, that burns. Well, now that's that's what the Gatorade is recommended for, just to pick you up,
and yeah,
put you on your way. As I understand it.
We have cold drinks there at the shop, but they don't.
Oh no.
That
just makes you hot. How long has it been since you drank cold drinks?
I don't drink cold drinks. I haven't drank cold drinks excessively since, let's see, 1958.
I come here to let it drop.
I hate sugar.
You know, it's just a common thing down here at the store anyway. Fellow will come in, and he won't be in a hurry, and he'll reach in the refrigerator over there and get him a Coke or something, okay. And mess around with it, you know, flip the top of it, pop it, and just stand there like he's anticipating it. And he'll drink on that for 5 or 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then with a great ceremony, you see, go over there and put it in the box. Now that's an old time. That goes way back, don't it?
Oh yeah. Oh, once in a while, I drink Coca-Cola or something like that. I love it. I love Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Shoot, I can sit down and drink a quart, please.
Yeah.
That's just how well I like it.
Yeah. Too sweet? Your children drink them.
Oh, yeah. Too much of it.
Well, that's kind of like the county fair, you know. You gotta be trivial. For a while in your life.
But it doesn't do you as well as coffee, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason you leave the sugar out in coffee? Just, I don't see why. We all don't use that other, that artificial sugar sweetener.
I believe it's better for tea.
Well, you know, I don't know why we don't.
You just take 2 or 3 drops in a glass of tea, and it's just right.
It's a lot cheaper than that, ain't it?
Oh, yes.
Would that burn? You know, I drank powdered milk here. Faye, Mamu, or somebody was off the whole milk for a while, and I got so I'd rather have it. You know how you do?
We drink, it's Carnation. On fat dry milk, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mix it up, and we'll take our whole milk. We'll take 1/2 gallon of whole milk and 1/2 gallon of powdered milk, mix it together.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way the kids drink it.
You put in just enough of that whole milk to get the taste of it.
That's right, get the whole milk flavor. That's right.
Another one is cheaper.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. You can buy enough for 10 quarts for $1.23, I believe what it was yesterday I paid for.
So you get it for cheap, and then you mix and you get the flavor too.
That's right.
You get used to it and you like it. I drink it now, but Fee won't drink it. She'd rather pay a big price for this vitamin D milk or, you know, whatever they call it. It's skim milk. Well, I was about to tell you, call you and tell you it's so hot, I didn't know what it was worth fooling with. And they're still talking about a few showers, but they say this this heat wave is, we're in for it again. And there's no use cutting the hay down with the chance of showers when it's going to get sulfur again,
mm-hmm.
I'd say.
Well, I'm going to have to cut the dry shaft off on this one more. Cut about that much off of it.
Oh.
See, it was designed for a 1 1/4 inch PTO shaft. Well, see, yours is a 1 inch, and you got to put the adapter on.
Oh.
Well, by the time you put the adapter on, it's about that much too long.
A lot of it done. Yeah.
So I'm going to have to cut about that much off of each one of them.
Oh, really?
Then you'll slip right on it.
Can you take it home and cut it?
I'm going to take one piece home, and then tomorrow night, I'm going to bring my cutting torch down, see, and cut the other piece off and file it down and put it on there.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's close, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's nothing else you could do with that PTO.
No.
You got to have the adapter and that Lincoln's.
That's right.
Huh.
I've got the other cutter bar in, got the bearing in, you know, that I've got it all in there. It's all in there and hooked up.
Uh-huh.
It's ready to go all except the dry shaft.
Mm-hmm.
It's ready to start cutting hay.
Ready to start. That'd be nice to get it out there and watch it cut down low.
It's sitting low, ain't
it?
Sitting
right on the ground.
Yeah.
About a half inch from the ground.
Them fingers are just sitting there just like that, those guards. Just sitting right down on the ground just like that.
Yeah.
Now they'll cut it low, mister.
Now that's what we want. Yes, I've cut too much hay and leave most of the hay standing out there, the best part of it.
Yeah, you get your tender part.
Yeah. You get the part the cows would eat.
That's right. You're leaving it out there to get tough.
Yeah.
That's just what amounts to.
Well, we did everything we knew about to do, didn't we? And I don't believe there's anything else we could do that would make that cutting lower. It just didn't swing low enough.
That's right. And, it wasn't designed, actually, for a Ford mower. It was designed for an Oliver mower.
You think that's the chief thing?
Yeah, that's right.
Now, I'll skip a good bit, and we'll come in on the first of Cookie's Real Reports. The trade for the hogs and Blackie has gone through.
Well, I traded with them hogs, guy.
Oh, did you?
Yes, sir.
Well, tell me about it.
I made him the offer, and he said he'd go home and talk to his boy.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He came back today and told me, he said, well, the boy said he'd take the horse and give you the hogs.
Right.
And he said you can leave him running out there in the pasture till it gets cold enough to kill him.
Oh, really?
So you couldn't beat that with a plug. So? That's it.
So you're going to take his horse over there?
Yeah. I'm going to bring old Nellie down here tomorrow evening. I'm going to run in by the house. Have Frank to have her loaded, see? I'll hook on the trailer, come on down. And I'll go to work on the mower machine. Frank can catch the other horse and load her, and then when dark 30 comes, when we knock off, why, I'll take the other horse up to his place and he can have her.
That's at Windsor.
That's right. And Saturday evening, I'm going to work on my little horse.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
If it's not too hot.
Well, I've got a vet going to do it.
Oh, well.
Oh. He's going to give him shots and use masculators and everything.
Yeah. Well, now this sort of weather, that might not be a bad idea.
He's got masculators and everything to use, so there'll be no sweat. He'll give him penicillin and tetanus. And he said he'd get another kind of a sedative that he'd give him to kind of calm him down.
Mm-hmm. Well, now you may not resell them hogs, then. You just keep them in butcher them.
I'll keep them hogs and eat them. By golly, you go out here and start looking at the price of bacon and the price of pork in the grocery store.
Yeah.
Why, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You can't even buy a neck bone for less than 50 cents a pound. And they got all the meat took off of them.
Now, what about that guy?
No.
I'd take him over to the market and I'd get approximately 28 cents a pound for him on foot.
Yeah.
Well, they'll dress away a third.
Yeah.
That's all they'll dress away.
Mm-hmm.
But you're getting ham there for less than 50 cents a pound.
Of all things, you sure are. And you know how to dress them, that's the big thing. And you
got
to deep freeze.
When it gets cold enough, I know how to dress them, but I wouldn't attempt to dress one now.
Oh, no. Uh-uh. And you got a place to keep them, that's another thing.
That's right, that's right.
Well, you take them in to be butchered. You just take the carcass.
I just take the carcass and let them cut it up.
Yeah.
Chill it, you know. I have no way of chilling it to where you could cut it.
Yeah.
I just can't do that.
Yeah. Well, that's not expensive anyway, is it?
About 6 cents a pound.
Mm-hmm.
That furnish all the wrapping paper and everything.
Uh-huh.
Well, say if I broke a saw blade, right there, $6.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's cheaper in the long run. We just take them over and let them cut them up.
Mm-hmm. You want some more coffee?
No, thanks. So, I've got court today. That's the best way to do it.
Well, that sounds good, Cookie. That's all right.
Well, that makes the horse come to more than 28 cents a pound.
That's right, sure.
Sell a horse by the pound.
But your meat will be worth more than that to you.
And your horse will be over in good hands.
Yes, sir. You know the man that's got her, Alvin Pond. He works right there at Brazington.
Yeah.
He's a cowman.
Yeah.
And he wants her for one of his little boys to help him and punch cows with.
Uh-huh.
Well, she'll make a good one.
Yeah.
And they take care of their horses.
How old is the little boy?
He's about 12 or 13 years old.
Yeah, well, he's growing up to have one.
Oh, yeah. He's almost as tall as I am. He's not stocky. He's slim.
Mm-hmm.
But he's almost as tall as I am, and he rides his daddy's stud horse. Quarter horse, raised through quarter horse. He rides him.
Oh?
And he handles him. And anybody can ride him can ride Blackie.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is almost the end of Channel 2 Over, the second session on working on the moor on Thursday the 10th of July 1969. And I'll continue.